The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Today's second date update is brought to you by passion. Yes, the kind of passion that comes with salsa dancing. The hips gyrating back and forth and the fast-paced movement of your legs, creating eye contact and love that only two people can share when they salsa dance. Passion, find it online or somewhere, anywhere. Denise went salsa dancing on her first date with a guy named Mark. But Mark is not calling her back. That's why she's on the phone today to do a second date update. Denise, anything you want to say to us before we call Mark?
No. I guess not. I'm nervous.
You're nervous right now? Are you nervous he's going to say something bad? Or what are you nervous about?
No, I mean, I guess I just hope he's not too embarrassed, but whatever, he'll get over it.
Not too embarrassed being on the radio in a second date update?
Yeah.
Or too embarrassed because we know he's a crappy dancer?
Oh, no. We do know that.
The radio thing, yeah.
Okay. All right. And if you're just tuning in for the second date update, they went salsa dancing. They had a fun night. At the end of the evening, he just gave her a hug when she wanted a kiss, but she's really not sure what happened. So let's find out right now by dialing his phone number and getting him on the phone, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Mark there?
Yeah, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you? My name is Jubal.
Okay. Hi.
Mark, I don't know if you know who I am or not. I host a morning radio show. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What's going on?
Well, I'm actually calling you today because one of our listeners sent us an email about you.
Okay.
Her name is Denise, and you guys recently went salsa dancing together.
Whoa. What?
Yeah. It's a segment we do on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. So if somebody goes out on a date and then they get blown off, they ask us to get that person on the phone and ask why. So Denise wants to know why you're not calling her back.
Oh, my God. She called a radio station?
Yes, she did.
I knew this was a bad idea.
Whoa. You knew what was a bad idea? Going out with Denise?
Well, sort of. I mean, I feel guilty. There's just, like, really no future for she and I, is the thing.
Why do you say that?
Look, I'd really rather not, like, get into it. But if if you talk to her or whatever, definitely tell her she's cool and great. But, nothing's going to happen.
So you thought she was cool and great, but there's no future between you two, for sure?
Yeah.
Can you give me anything more than that?
I don't know.
You said just a second ago that you feel guilty.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's just that she's probably not the only girl that, like, feels that way. And
what do you mean?
It's just that she, like, there have been a lot of sort of one-and-done kind of dates that I've been on recently with, like, a bunch of different girls.
You're dating around a lot?
No.
What do you mean, no? You just said that you're taking lots of girls out on dates and not calling any of them back. I mean, that's fine.
They're not, like, dates. I mean, it's not like it's,
How is salsa dancing not a date? That sounds exactly like a date.
Well, even from the get-go, like from even beforehand, I don't plan on calling any of them back. Like,
so why go on dates then?
They're not dates. I mean, they're not dates. I use the sites. Well, all right. Basically, I'm married.
What?
Whoa!
What did you just say?
I'm married. I'm very happily married.
You are not obviously very happily married if you're on a dating website going out on dates that you refuse to call dates.
Like, I promise you that my wife and I are very much in love, and I'm not cheating. Like, I don't kiss any of these girls. I don't hook up with them.
You're just lonely basically, or something, and you want companionship when your wife's at work or something? Like, what's...
No. So my wife and I, our 5-year is coming up, right?
Your 5-year anniversary?
Yeah, our 5-year anniversary. So I had this whole idea that I wanted to do this big surprise for her where basically I've been going out and I've been taking dancing lessons with different women. And these girls are helping me practice, essentially. They're like dancing partners.
You are so full of crap, I can't even believe it. You're trying to tell us that you're just learning how to dance by being on a dating website.
It's kind of smart.
Yes.
You're such a... Oh, my God, I want to cuss so bad.
Honest to God, it's the truth. Look, I mean, I start talking to these girls, whatever. I only go with people that I think I would have a good time with. And then, you know, we go out, we dance, and... Half the time, I even tell them what I'm up to, you know?
So, why not tell everybody? Why not just go, hey, I need a partner to dance with because I want to learn to dance for my wife for our anniversary?
Yeah.
Because it's about my wife. It's not about, bringing somebody else in on the thing, you know? Like, I'm not trying to, include some girl in, my 5-year thing.
Why are you on a dating website?
Oh, my God, I'm so frustrated.
Because it's an easy way to meet people. It's people who are willing to go out and have fun. They want to engage with somebody. And, you know, like, I could put up some ad on Craigslist, but I might get some creep or some, you know, weirdo.
What are you talking about? You can go to a dancing studio and they find a partner for you.
Well, I've been to classes before where they have an odd number of people and I just end up standing in the corner, like, dancing by myself.
So would you say it's accurate that you're faking going on dates then?
No. Because I don't think that there's anything that I'm doing on the date that is anything that would, lead these girls to believe that there's, a romantic thing.
Okay. Yes, so every person on a dating website thinks that there's going to be a romantic thing. That's why they're on the dating website, dude.
Look, I'm telling you, these girls have really fun times. I have a really fun time. I'm not a jerk. I don't treat them poorly. And in my opinion, I think what I'm doing is way better than what most of these guys are doing on these apps and on this stuff anyway, where they're just trying to get hookups. Like on my profile, too, it doesn't say I'm looking for a relationship. It says I'm just looking to have fun.
So what should I tell Denise then? Like, oh, hey, sorry, he's married?
If you're going to talk to her, I would hope that you would include that I thought she was really great, and I hope that she can, you know, I'm sure she's going to find a really great guy because she was really cool.
Well, you know, you could actually talk to her because she's actually on the phone listening.
Yeah, you are a f***ing liar, and you're crazy.
Yeah.
You need mental help.
What is going on here?
Denise is actually on the phone listening, so she's heard this entire conversation.
Yeah, ass. You used me.
Use you?
You made me believe that you were taking me out on a date. You made me believe that.
Well, if you think back on the conversation, I didn't allude to us dating or anything like that. You know, like there was never...
Are you kidding me? It's a dating website. Every conversation you have on a dating website is alluding to you dating. What do you think the point is? Just to be friends? Yeah, I don't just talk about hooking up with a guy the entire time. You're trying to get to know each other. There's so much more to it. You're crazy and you're a complete ass. Thanks for ruining my dating experience.
Look, you are pinning this all on me, and this is not my fault, okay? Like, if you had asked me at all, I would have been totally upfront with you. If you just said, hey, are you seeing other people? Are you, you know, what's your deal? Are you married? Like, I would have totally been like, yes, I am married. I love my wife.
Oh, my God, it's so dumb.
That is ridiculous. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So dumb.
Yeah, well, other girls asked, and I told them, so.
So there you go.
What?
What are you going to tell your wife that, oh, honey, just for you, I signed up for a dating website and I have been going out with random women learning how to dance?
Well, I'll probably, you know, won't tell her that part of it. But what I will say is that I took 4 months of dance classes for her. That I went and spent all this time and energy trying to do something romantic.
Hey, I have to ask the question no matter what. So, Mark, would you like to go out on a second date with Denise? We'll send
yes.
you guys out again for another salsa dancing class or something.
I mean, I need to take more classes, so, you know.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. I mean, now everything's out in the open, and it'd be, you know, like friends going for a dance class.
I think Denise would rather kill you.
I hope your wife leaves you, seriously.
Oh.
So is that a no?
Yeah, I think that's a very strong no, Mark. Thanks for your time, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck on your dance classes, okay? I hope your wife loves it.
Thank you.
Marriage.
I think she will.
All right. And Denise, there you go. That's why you're not getting a call back.
Well, I'm glad I found out, at least.
Well, you should have asked to begin with, apparently, Denise.
Apparently, yeah. For now on, I'm going to ask every date I go on, are you married? Are you just here to fake some bullshit for your wife?
Yep, I think that's a good idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.